Perigord stirred the embers with his sabre tip.
That she did, old friend. And we searched most of the winter until we located today's gang. But they're only a blinking fraction of the main band. Must have had their ship blown off course and wrecked. I think they're travelling overland to join up with the others. That's why we're trailing them. Pity we had to show our paws by attacking them today. But I couldn't let you and young Tammo be slain by those foul blackguards.
Russa patted the mage's left paw gratefully.
Thanks, Perigold. I wasn't greatly bothered, but it'd be a shame to see a fine young hare like Tammo butchered by vermin. I brought him along with me because 'tis his life's ambition to join the long patrol. He idolises you lot.
The hare squinted along the length of his sabre blade.
I could see that. Bear in mind, both Tammo's mater and pater ran with the patrol once. He comes of good fighting stock, that young'un. Officer material, I shouldn't wonder, what?
Both beasts sat silently, watching the flames die to embers. Russa finally stretched out in the shelter of the beech log and said,
If you take him with you, I'll come along for the trip. Promised his ma I'd look out for him. What's your next move?
The major unbuttoned his tunic and lay down.
Sleep what's left of the night, I suppose. Then carry on trailing the vermin and see where they go. Though if they persist in travelling south, I'll have to stop them permanent. One can't have those killers wandering up the path to Redwall Abbey. Lady Craigerd'd have an absolute fit if she knew we'd let a gang of bloodthirsty thieves anywhere near the Abbey.
Russa rolled over so that her back was warmed by the embers.
Fits right in with my plans. I was planning on visiting old Abbess Tansy, and of course there's always the famous Redwall kitchens. No grub better in the land.
Major Perigord Abiel Sinistra licked his lips dreamily.
I'm right with you there, old sport.
This ends Disc 2.